My mother used to hum that to my father all the time. I always thought it was so sweet. She would even hum it when he wasn't around. I asked her why, and she told me it was because it reminded her of how strong their love is. I never really understood that feeling, at least until you entered my life. I've been in relationships before, both with men and women, but there was always something missing. I even thought I was in love once. Eventually, I realized that it was never true love. But these feelings I have for you are. When I'm not fighting or adventuring, all I can think about is you. Even when I think about my future, I see you there too. You are my one and only. Gods, I hope you feel the same way. And after we finish this quest, we can remain together for the rest of our lives. I don't care if it's more adventures or a quiet life in the wilderness. I just know I never want to leave your side. I just hope you can hear me. Nessa said you should wake up any time now. Your blood has no traces of the venom left, and your body is healed. It's just a matter of your will and fortitude to break you out of this slumber. Nessa, I don't know if I can trust her anymore. She loves you, maybe even as much as I do. I'm worried that you... No, I won't let her take you from me. Nobody will take you from me. You are mine, just as I am yours. Nothing will keep us apart. Nothing. Nell, what do you need?
I just wanted to tell you that Nessa has made more medicine for Ranger. She believes that this next dose could be enough to wake them up.
Thank you, Nell. Could you go get it for me?
I'm going to go make breakfast right now. I'm sure you can let Ranger lay in the tent for a bit to go get it by yourself.
Please, Nell. I must make sure Ranger is okay. I can't stand to see Nessa right now.
It's been like a week. Guys have to talk to each other sometime.
Nell, please.
Fine. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Pickler Halfling can't leave her lover or apologize to her friend. The little tiny halfling has to do it. Even though it's breakfast time, I should be eating, but no. Hey, Nessa.
Nell, you're back. I thought you were going to get started on breakfast.
Well, Kara wanted me to bring the medicine to her, but I figured I could just tell you to go take it to her.
You know, because of her, I haven't even seen my best friend in several days. Kara's hoarding them like some dragon. If she doesn't want to see me, then I don't want to see her. Take that sack on the desk and make sure to tell her to only give Ranger 5 drops.
All right. Then after that, I'm going to start making a big breakfast and then we are all going to eat. Like friends. Tall, rich, high elf. She's gotta have her super fancy magical tent that comes with a desk and a vanity mirror. Do I get a tent like that? No, I get a little tent with a bedroll and a blanket. I like nice things. I want to go to balls and wear fancy dresses, but I'm just the rogue. All I'm good for is stealing things. Nobody takes a little old halfling seriously. Here you go, Kara. Remember to give him 5 drops.
Thank you, Nell. I appreciate it.
You better.
What?
Nothing. I better go make breakfast now.
Before you go, can you get the book I lent Nessa? I would like to read it to Ranger while...
You know what? No.
Excuse me?
No, you're not excused. Both of you are acting like stubborn young girls. I'm done going back and forth passing messages between the two of you. It's time for you to act like big girls and deal with the problem. You hear me, Nessa? No more messenger girl. You two need to start talking to each other again. And also, I am not making breakfast today. I'm gonna take some extra rations and go gather ingredients for tomorrow's fantastic breakfast. And you know why it's gonna be fantastic? Because we will all be friends again tomorrow. Also, because I'm gonna go steal some eggs from that eagle's nest I spotted 2 days ago. So enjoy making up, and have a good day.
No, wait.
I said good day!
That's fine. I don't need to talk to Kara again for the rest of the day anyway. I can just look over spells or read books. Although, I do wonder how she's doing. Despite my own feelings, I know how important she is to Ranger. I imagine she is pretty stressed right now. She could probably really use a friend.
Despite everything, I do miss Nessa's company. Ranger is perfectly safe in the tent and doesn't seem to be sick anymore. Besides, they're best friends. How could I keep them apart just because I'm afraid? I've told Ranger that I want to be a better person, and this jealous aggression I have isn't me being better. Maybe I should go talk to her. No, I can't. It'll only make things worse. Wait, how many drops am I supposed to give them? I'll be right back, my love. Hey, Nessa, I need to talk to you.
Yes, I need to talk to you too.
I mean, what's the worst that can happen? Don't you ever insult my mother like that again! She did not steal him. It was love at first sight.
Yeah, is that orc for kidnapping?
You bitch! You asked for this!
You call that a punch? I barely felt that puny thing. Is that the best you got?
You selfish barbarian!
Puny elf!
Not now, Nell! I'm kicking Kara's ass!
You think you're winning? Just wait till I top you.
What?
I've been hired by Princess Jessica to recover the crystal egg you stole from her.
Listen, you don't understand. We need that egg to stop...
Yeah, I don't care. Either you surrender the egg now, or you surrender your lives to us.
Why, yes. We understand. We'll get it lightning quick.
Kara, are you mad?
I mean, yes. Lightning quick. Fulmin Thandara.
You have any weapons on you?
I always have a dagger or two. Here, take my spare.
You get my back, I get yours.
Of course. Always. That should take care of all of them.
I've never been a fan of fighting before breakfast.
Look, Nessa. I'm sorry for the things I said, the way I acted. It was childish. You're my friend, and I let jealousy get the better of me.
And I let jealousy get the better of me, too.
You think a couple of stab wounds are going to stop me?
Well, we can resume this conversation in a bit. We got one last bitch to take.
Ow! God damn it!
Ranger? Wait, is that an exploding arrow?
Exploding arrow? Oh, fuck.
Oh no, Ranger! You can barely stand.
Nessa, go ahead.
Ranger, put your arm around my shoulder. I'll keep you up. Thank you, friend. You saved us once again. Yes. You got to use the exploding arrow, finally. Maybe go with a shorter wick next time. How are you feeling? Hungry? I bet. You've been asleep for over a week. I'm just glad to see you awake again. I've missed you. You think you can walk? Okay, let's join Kara.
My love, I'm so happy to see you awake again. Nessa, could I, give them a hug?
Yes, of course. That should be fine. Unless you have any objections. No? Okay then. Kara, here you go.
Thanks. Come here, you. Sorry, was that too hard? If you insist.
Can't believe I missed a fight. You two always get to have all the fun.
We had to fight for our lives. I would hardly call that... Yeah, it was pretty fun.
I'm glad to hear Ranger will hopefully be back in fighting shape soon.
Yeah, Ranger's tough. They'll be back on their feet in no time.
So will you be telling them how you feel?
One day. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe after we defeat this dragon. I don't know when I'll be ready. I think what's important right now is we keep this party strong and focus on the mission. And even if it hurts now, I see the look in Ranger's eyes every time Kara's around. They're filled with hope and joy. I think they were made for each other.